Hey, Tom. Thanks for doing this. A week out, is this a good draft to maybe trade down and get some picks?
Well, it's always a consideration, but, you know, throughout the preparation, you have to talk about that, possibilities of that, possibilities of people trying to come up, you know, all the different scenarios that go along with the draft. But you just have to be ready for that.
Tom, how has it been building a consensus as to what you might want to do with the fourth selection if you stay there?
Well, it's been a very good exchange throughout all the preparations. Lots of things have been discussed, and by and large, we've agreed on the assessment of the players along the way, with the exception of one or two along the way, but it's been good. It's been positive.
Tom, it's been a while since you've had a top five pick. Are you kind of like licking your chops at all the top talent, the opportunities you have?
Well, we feel like we're going to get a good football player.
Dave, have you guys taken Nixon up your board?
I don't think we're going to discuss who any specific players of who's on our board or who's not. So,
how's it been different? How's this year been different for you, or has it been?
Well, there's a lot more dialogue. There's a lot more good discussion between, you know, obviously with Tom being able to bounce things off of him, Doug's involvement. You know, Doug's been pretty involved up until this week since the players come back. So, I think the process has been the same, and the involvement and discussion has been different, and it's been good dialogue too. So,
Tom, you've been pretty upfront from the start of your career about the importance of line play. Do you feel like you guys have done enough to supplement that offensive line to this point, or are we maybe underselling some players that are already in the building?
Well, we're well aware of the players that are in the building. We're interested in seeing their development. This is that time of the year, but certainly we feel like we'd like to do more.
Hey, Doug, what do you make of this running back class? Is there a lot of guys who can come in and help you out?
Well, again, I'm just part of the process, you know, in this trilogy here. You know, I think anyone that we choose, we're banking on them to come in and help us.
Doug, how, for you this time around, is the evaluation process different than the last time you were head coach?
I think, like what Dave said, it's much more dialogue. I think that, you know, you kind of learn things of where to take. For me, as the head coach, you kind of learn to where to take your attention. There's times to where you're going to have to pay attention to the draft, but there's also times, you know, that you're going to have to get ready, you know, with the coaches for the players to come in. You know, now, like Dave mentioned before, the players are here. So, you know, a big part of what I do during the day is to make sure we're doing everything we can to get the players that are here up to speed and to be successful. And then, you know, branching off later on during the day and getting part of the draft process.
Hey, Dave, how much of Tom's arrival and Doug's promotion had your scouts now looking at different things in players, different check marks?
Well, considering we kept defensive staff, or at least Todd Walsh and Nathaniel Hackett, I think for the most part it's been about the same. We've kind of change a little bit on the fly from where our scouts were in February to where we are now through this draft process, and some of the things that Doug's looking for in players and that Nathaniel's now looking for in players and that Todd Walsh is. So we've adjusted a little bit through these meetings in March and April, but our scouts, our area scouts right now are working on next year's draft, actually. So now those changes will take place.
You've often said that there's 32 picks in the first round,
Well, there's a point at which you think that what you would call a first round ends and the second round begins. But so it's typical in how it falls to many drafts.
Is it deep, or are there some real elite players in this?
Oh, there's a lot of elite players. There's good players. Is it deep? It's deep by position, as it always is. Some positions are, some positions aren't.
No, we're still discussing that.
Will that be after the draft?
It'll be before May 3rd.
Tom, in a trade-down scenario, do you feel like it has to be an absolute win for you guys to be able to do that, or is it just a matter of getting fair equity?
No, you'd like to win.
What's the range, Tom, that you'd be comfortable moving down? Is there a it's just too far down the board to go?
Well, that response, yes, but it's also very difficult to get up where we are. So if you're talking about a fair deal, obviously it's very difficult for teams to get up that high.
Dave, you talked about that too. Trying to move down, it's just hard. It's hard to find a partner. Does that change over the years? I mean, in the Atlanta here, does that change the difficulty of getting out of there?
Well, it depends on the year. Like, we had opportunity last year to move down, but obviously we decided to take Jalen. So it depends on who's there and what the talent is in the top four or five picks. And, you know, if there's a team that covets a guy, well, it's easier than if there's not. So I think in general, most teams are looking at where we're looking at. So I'm sure every team has more than one guy that they like. So there may be a couple teams that have specific needs that are willing to come up. So it's different from year to year. No.
Doug, from an offensive line standpoint, what are you looking for in a guard and a tackle in this class?
I mean, I always look for the same thing. I'm looking for, you know, big, strong, fast, intelligent, as big as they can be, as fast as they can be, looking for intelligence, you know, just trying to get the best player available for our team.
Tom, you said 2 months ago that you were leaning Kevin on Doug and on Dave to kind of get you up to speed about things that have gone on in the building. You feel now like you're totally caught up on this, that you don't
yes.
play catch-up anymore?
Yes.
Dave, is not picking up Blake's name and not making a decision yet, is it just because you haven't talked about it yet, haven't examined it yet, or do you want to wait and see how the draft will go?
We have no reason to do it before May 3rd, so.
We keep hearing that this is not a strong offensive line class. Is that an accurate? A good player, sir?
Well, I think there's good players there, so it depends on, you know, you – where you're hearing it from, I don't know. So I don't think you're hearing it from us or from a team. So I take that with a grain of salt. I think there's good players there, and it's a good class if you pick the right one.
Dave, you've been missing a lot at cornerback. Are you done there?
No, I think across the board, and like Tom said, along the offensive line, I think wherever we're looking to upgrade all positions.
Dave, could you just talk about the potential of value of the quarterbacks in maybe a day two, even a day three scenario?
Yeah, I think there's good quarterbacks from the beginning of the draft. Throughout the draft, you can find a quarterback, I think, that can come in, make your team, and make you better.
Doug, what's your theory on quarterbacks, drafting quarterbacks? Do you do it on a regular basis? Is it as need thing? How do you feel about quarterbacks in the draft?
I don't really get into, you know, the theory of the draft and how to go about that. I rely on the people that have been involved with it. You know, obviously I rely on Dave and Coach. You know, so for me, again, I'm looking to see, you know, where we can get the best player to upgrade our team at every position, not just the quarterback position. So I really don't have a philosophy like I've heard some people, you know what I'm saying, that say, I know that when you don't have one, you got to get one.
Tom, could you talk a little bit about the biggest red flags for you when it comes to the character issues of the draft? And I know everything's on a case-by-case basis, but what really...
Well, it's individual situation and player. And in your study, you know, it's a matter of do you feel that kind of an individual with that past would be able to fit into your organization? Would it be somebody you'd like to bring here for your fans to be a part of? So I wouldn't say there's any – certainly there are those things that are right away – take people off the board. Everyone's entitled to a fair judgment, but each case is individual.
Tom, you've always valued draft picks. Do you feel like you have assets on the roster right now that if there was interested parties you could trade to acquire a pick?
Yeah, I think we have assets on the roster. Whether or not we're willing to part for them or whether our team's willing to give us a good value for them is another story. So, yeah, there's guys we could trade, but there's guys we're not going to trade too. So.
Well, you get calls. Are they authentic? Or is it true interest? Who knows? But this is the time of the year when pretty much each club will have somebody assigned to make the calls and generate interest if interest is there. And so it happens.
Tom, is there any point, obviously you're making predictions about what other teams will do. Have you ever been so far off about a team before that it kind of shakes up your board?
Well, it seems like there's a lot of opportunities. Depending on where you draft, you know, say you're in the middle, there's more of a tendency to have something happen in front of you that you didn't expect there. But there seems to be, from my experience, in every draft there's something that happens that, wow, where'd that one come from? And so, I mean, you have to be prepared for that.
Tom, a couple of small school guys, the tackle from Bucknell, the tight end from Drake and Ashland. Speaking in general, is it more difficult to project those guys and evaluate them since they play the lower competition?
Well, you have the combine usually if they've been invited there. You have various opportunities. But when you turn the tape on, the level of comp always comes into discussion.
Doug, if running back was at the top of your list when you were drafting, Joe Mixon was available, would you consider taking him?
Again, that's something that obviously, you know, we've discussed, and we're not saying that we're taking players off the board or leaving them on the board. So, you know, what I look at when I look at players is, you know, who we're taking into our locker room, who we're taking in, you know, to our team, and what value they have. And obviously everything is evaluated.
Is it fair to say you would consider drafting him in?
I wouldn't say that.
Do you guys feel like you have enough locker room leadership that you could take on someone with a character risk?
I don't know that. I don't have a feel for the leadership within the locker room yet. We're not at that point right now. We're still at the bottom of the foundation of trying to, you know, right now we have a bunch of players that we're trying to get working towards a common goal. So that hasn't come to fruition yet.
Tom, would you say that this roster is at all to the point where you can get to taking the best available player as opposed to targeting a specific?
I think that's what you have to be disciplined to do that anyway. You want to take the best available player, particularly, you know, in the first three rounds. And that's the way over the years with consistency rosters have been improved. You have to be very careful, you know, talking about reaching for a positional need. But what you would like to have happen, obviously, is that the value of the player also meets the need.
Todd, how impressive is Leonard Fournette?
Good football player.
I think how quickly can he be an elite NFL player?
He's a good football player.
You had Nate Peterman, Dave. You had Nate Peterman, local kid in. How quickly do you think he can play for the team?
He's a good football player.
When you're building a team, all things being equal, what takes priority, size or speed?
Size and speed, thank you.
Sir?
Size and speed, thank you very much.
But if you have a choice.
Quickness, intelligence,
Tom,
physicality.
20 years ago, you came in the second day of the draft, and you told us this story that everybody in the first three rounds that you had rated as a top three-round pick had been taken, except Rob Johnson. While you weren't looking for a quarterback on day two of that year, you just could not pass. Is that stayed in your philosophy about, hey, this guy's rated so hard in terms of taking the best player available?
Well, we thought he was a very good football player, and the value was there, and there he sat at the top of the board. And we had many suitors come trying to trade for that spot with some very interesting offers. But there was no doubt in that situation, you know, looking at that and what we were able to come away with in terms of a first-year team with the three quarterbacks that we had.
Does that still remain? My question is, your philosophy is, if a guy is still so highly rated on your board, it may not be what you're looking at down the road. You really have to consider the quality.
No doubt about that. That would be a great discussion. And if it works the way that it did then, we had the whole evening to talk about it.
Tom, since last question, then we'll break off.
Tom, since you got here, you talked about getting better at every position. If you have to play this Sunday, do you feel comfortable, or is there one position that absolutely needs to be addressed?
Well, there's various positions that have to be addressed. If we had to play this weekend, would we feel good about the people that just came in? Yes.